The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Spruce up your gift-giving game this holiday season with the Virginia Lottery. The Virginia Lottery's holiday scratchers are a gift any adult will love. Treat yourself to some winter wonderment and play the lottery's holiday online instant games from anywhere in Virginia. Visit valottery.com/holiday. Please gift responsibly. Lottery games are not for minors.
Stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm surprised by this because I, you know, my own experience and a lot of people, I think that people hang together in relationships through the holidays and break up.
No.
But apparently, marriages, that happens a lot.
Some people plotting a breakup right now.
Well, it's Monday. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Monday's the biggest day.
Save that gift money.
They're prepping for Monday.
Facebook updates, I guess. That's where they did this over the years now, checking out. People say they're single now or something.
Oh, they changed their status on this particular day?
Yeah, Monday, December 11th. Well, this Monday.
December 11th. Whatever happens to fall on.
Right.
I love in the story how they make note that while most people haven't changed their relationship status on Facebook since 2010, experts in more recent data confirm the weeks leading up to Christmas is when relationships melt down.
Yep. You bail because then you don't have to do the family obligation stuff. You don't have to do the present stuff. It's, you know, I think there's a lot of people that break up shortly before Valentine's Day, too.
Well, no, and there's divorces happen because people get their refund check back and they pay the lawyer. We've talked about that
before. Oh, yeah, there's that. Yeah,
right. Valentine's Day. I just thought about this. I never dated during Facebook era. And if you're a juggler, you wouldn't have to change it, Todd. It would say in a relationship, and then all of a sudden.
Oh yeah,
well, I mean, not that one, but I'm still in a relationship.
Not that one. You just write in a relationship.
You don't
right?
have to say in a different relationship now.
If you dovetail, not juggler. If you dovetailed, you're always in a relationship.
And nobody mentions that's not an option in the relationship status is dovetailing.
Oh, yeah,
currently dovetailing. Currently dovetailing. That means the person you're dovetailing from will know ahead of time.
You generally don't want to advertise that, Todd.
No. Dovetailing.
I guess I get that. But that would be. That should be an option.
It should be.
Currently dovetailing.
Yeah, and don't people leave their Facebook stuff open on the computer?
Sure.
People sneak in and put stuff in there.
I think you would do that as a sabotage move.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're getting a call.
There should be more options for the relationship on Facebook.
What is it? It's just men, women, undecided. No.
That's what you're interested in.
That's interested.
Oh, that's interested. Yeah.
It's complicated.
It's complicated is the only one I've seen otherwise than in a relationship or married.
Or single.
Yeah.
There should be like plotting an escape as an option.
They're single, married, engaged, and it's complicated. That's all I've seen.
Yeah, I don't even know. I think mine just says interested in women still. I don't think I ever really even did anything because it was stupid.
Your Facebook is full of lies. Yeah,
it's full of lies. Let me see what it says here. Oh, yeah, you're right because I'm not. Let me see what it says interested in here. Where's that at on your Facebook?
Yours should say interested
in your
in
about.
Mine says married. Yeah, who did that? Yeah.
Probably your wife.
Yeah, you're right.
I remember doing that. I remember
doing that. Who you're married to. A lot of people mention that.
Yeah, you can do that. You can.
I don't because it's my Facebook page is pretty public, so I don't. But people figure out. My wife will get friended by people from Wichita, and she goes, "Do you know this guy?" I said, "Yeah, he's cool. He seemed like a cool dude. You can friend him back, something like that." So she's friends with some people from Wichita that's in the show. So and now they're just friends. So yeah. So but I don't put it on there. You know.
Yeah,
you should change your interested to fog hat.
Yeah,
you're interested in fog hat.
I'm married to Christine.
I don't think I put that on
maiden name, my last name.
Yeah,
it's right there.
Does your say some college, Todd?
No, went to.
Oh, okay. No, I went to. Yeah.
Barely.
Drove by Arizona State, right?
Yeah. Went to once or twice, withdrew from a lot of classes.
Okay, this doesn't make any sense. My check-ins, by the way, are not right. Apparently, I was checked in from Japan in 2015. Checked in from the UK in 2015.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't remember being either one of those places in 2015.
You sure you didn't go to Japan?
Yeah, how's that happen?
I don't think I do a lot of checking in on Facebook.
No, I never do it. I never do it unless I'm in Japan, I guess. Yeah.
Well, with the breaking up thing in this article, they say a lot of people, it gets to Christmas and they go, well, new year, fresh start. Am I really happy in this relationship? And then they go, yeah, probably not. And then they just bail.
I think January is the biggest divorce month. If you ask divorce attorneys, they get busy
because
in January.
People start and they know when their checks are coming in.
Right.
I've heard that, yeah.
I'm surprised, though, because it's cold. If you're going to move, do you really want to move with the cold?
I don't know. Ask Todd. He's the only one divorced here, you know. Todd was not in charge of being divorced, though. He was told, you know.
Right.
He was Felix and showing up at Oscar's door.
And that was like late spring, early summer, so you didn't have to move in any weather or anything.
No, not at all. Yeah, I just had to come to my couch for a little bit.
It was the perfect time to get divorced.
Yeah.
I don't have much stuff. I mean, I have a handful of records and some Bo Jackson cards.
Yeah, I didn't have much stuff either.
Where would I go?
I guess you go to your mom's house, right? She lives alone right now, doesn't she?
I don't even want to think about it.
You bring it up a lot.
So. Do I?
Well, where would I go?
Well, there's stuff. Well, I just don't have much stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we got room for you. But I know you have a disdain for dogs, so.
Five
of them.
You know. I don't mind dogs, especially somebody else's dogs are good, but dogs are just a lot of work.
They are a lot of work, right? Even one.
And it is probably time for the universe to bring a house guest to Todd's place for a long, extended period of time, as much as he crashes on other people's couches.
Well, he has done that in years.
We got room.
He takes off every year and crashes on people's couches.
Well, yeah. He's a couch surfer for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Is Todd's
but not a permanent
here?
One.
No.
Except for that one time he was
there for like 9 days.
Yeah.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
With the holiday season, they said that there's numbers here about why people break up. They actually put the inviting people to holiday gatherings as the top pressure and the reason that people break up. 50% of people say they don't want to, you know, if they're in a relationship with somebody they're not sure about, they don't want to bring them to a holiday gathering with their family.
I remember
they just break up.
Totally understand.
That makes sense.
I remember a girl I broke up with. A girl broke up with me in college. Broke my heart, stepped on it. I'm sure she's old and fat now.
Good thing you've let that go.
Sorry, that's rude. But
it's only
going to get worse next week.
I was you're right. I was thinking this was next Friday. I wasn't happy with her at the time, but she obviously was just dumping me. But I was invited over for Thanksgiving dinner at her parents' house, and I'm like 20, so it isn't like I was we were dating about a, and I felt the tension there. She was blowing me off, and I'm there, and that was. That sucked.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that saved me was I was also still just 20, you know, and I'm thinking, screw you, whatever. But it was, I could tell that she didn't want me there. And I could tell, I was broke up with like a day later, maybe or 2 days later than that. But I could tell she'd already talked to her family about it in hindsight because they were treating me like I was just this unwanted guy hanging out at Thanksgiving dinner. You know, it was after Thanksgiving.
They knew before you did.
Yeah, everybody did. Mm. She had two older sisters. It was just I look back now, thinking everybody in that freaking room knew I was a dead man walking.
Nobody's
they all knew I was a dead man walking. Yeah. I showed up afterwards, but it was also still afterwards. Everybody was hanging out. I was supposed to be there all night. But it was real awkward. And like I said, hindsight, I'm thinking everybody knew that I was dead man walking, yeah, man. Yeah.
They're hiding the pies.
Yeah.
Nobody pulled you aside and said, hey, you should brace yourself.
She didn't have any brothers. And the one sister who actually liked me, I could tell, she was friendly with me at least, was just, she had puppy dog eyes looking at me like. But I was also 20. It was like I said, it was hindsight, it was 20/20. I'm thinking, that's why everybody was treating me like a pariah. I was gone, man.
They didn't want to waste their time on getting to know you.
Well, they knew me. That's what I mean. They knew I was a dead man walking, man. Yeah. I think the dad was pretty happy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, can you blame him?
As I mentioned, anxiety about gift giving, that's in the mix.
Yeah, and feeling rushed to commit, they also say, is another reason. Like, the holidays. Is he going to get me a ring? And the dude just goes, crap. I'm not getting your ring, and I'm not staying with you. Goodbye.
Tyler's point says some 33% of the people said they would be happy to continue dating someone over the holiday because they didn't want to be alone. There's that, too.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people do that.
They don't like them. They just don't want to be by themselves.
Right. That's why I was surprised it was before the holidays, because it's much easier to just get through them dating somebody and then get through all the presents, crap, blah, blah. Basically, you're just dating, one present each. Fake it, get laid more over the holidays, and break up in January.
You wouldn't have to do it. You don't have to wrap a present.
Yeah, if you can get out of that and get out and go into the family stuff.
Yeah, but especially their family. If you know you're not going to be with them, why go to why sit next to their aunt after Christmas dinner?
Yeah, the other way around. If you're the one who might get invited to a family gathering and you're thinking about pulling the ripcord on the relationship, you're like, oh yeah, I'm not going to that. No, we're done.
You could fake it. You could fake that one easier than the other way around.
But if you're really
committed. You got to drive. They got to put on a nice shirt and drive there.
You're forgetting the fact that you're not going to get laid over the holidays. And I'm telling you, remember that, especially when you're young. You're not getting laid if you break up with the person you're actually having regular sex with over the holidays. I think that's a big key.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everybody's together on the holidays, and it's a sad holiday anyway. Then you've got nobody. So you might as well stay in and get,
But if you really got your mind made up. If you're going to pull the trigger, you don't have to wait till the 11th.
No.
Yeah, you can do it today.
I'm hot. That's why I'm sitting here in a muscle shirt.
Sun's out, guns out in the studio.
Hot as hell. All right. Hot as hell in here.
Top gun over here.
I like how they make note in here. They say, if the anxiety about buying gifts and spending money is something
it's hot, man.
Adding pressure, that you should just come up with a reasonable budget together. For gift giving, because that never works.
Well, then you got to talk to the bitch.
Well, no, but
you're just not in the mood for that crap anymore.
But I mean,
well, my wife and I have that with each other now. But
whenever you set
what's reasonable, right?
If you set a budget limit between your spouse about gift giving,
right?
How many times does anybody actually stick to that? I think more often than not.
Not you and your spouse, right.
We're only going to spend.
Then when somebody does it, somebody doesn't. And then when you're opening it, I spent a little more. I'm sorry. And then you go,
great. And then you look like the ass.
Yeah, and you're the ass, exactly. Yeah.
I think we've pretty much eliminated that completely. We might give each other a token of appreciation.
Yeah.
But Christmas has pretty much disappeared from our house.
So because you're not there. You send her a Donald Duck photo from the Motor Inn.
His wiener hanging out below the T-shirt.
Yeah.
That's pretty
cute. Guess what's under the shirt?
He's reaching down the mini bar.
Cheek.
With his butt hanging out.
Yeah, there's no mini bars in his motor
hotels. No, there's
not.
You're right. He's got a cooler in there.
There's a fridge that might work.
Yeah.
He's got a cooler with some ice.
And there's a Yeti just outside the door. All I got to do is open the tailgate to the truck.
You don't even need the Yeti at Christmas time. Just leave it outside.
Those are the instances where you have to back the truck in.
That should be your travel memoir, Todd. You should name it that Yeti outside the door. I like that. There's a Yeti outside the door.
I notice when people have to back into a parking space in the parking lot, 99% of the time, it's a truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I notice that 99% of the time, if I have to weave around vehicles in the parking garage on the way up, it's some big, long-ass truck.
Yep. All right.
This parking garage is not made for you. Park outside.
Yeah, if you broke up or were broke up, for the holidays and realize that was the reason, you're gone, man. for, you know, they don't want you around the family, they don't want to buy you anything, all that crap, you know.
Well, and if you're in a relationship and it seems a little shaky, beware of Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently, that's the day.
And be aware, we all know, when friends know you're a dead man walking, they see that, oh.
Yeah. Wonder if anybody's ever just opened up empty boxes as a present. It's like they're wrapped, but they're all empty. Like, why did I get all these empy boxes? Like, that's for your crap. Get out of here.
Oh, that would be a diabolical move.
Or, Nick, you opened up your box and then your Kiss albums are in there and that's it.
Right. Oh. It's all your stuff, right?
It's all your
stuff.
I already boxed it.
It's labeled, Nick's Records.
I took care of it for you.
Oh, you got me an old copy of Destroyer.
Right.
Oh, no, that's yours. And like, take it and leave.
Like, I had two copies of the Ace Frehley solo album.
You only get one in the breakup.
Super generous. You throw in a gift certificate to U-Haul.
Yeah.
Oh, and I got your storage bin.
Why do I? Oh.
There's a pod in the driveway. Go fill it up.
The email address, you want to get a hold of us and talk about that kind of stuff.
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
There's a phone number, too. It's got a 9 in there.
877-931. There's your 9. 877-931-4TNT.
That's it. Check it out. Dale Jones later on. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.